Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
And don't hold this shit against us.
All I gotta do is put my mind to this shit.
This is going to be an interesting episode because obviously it's been a while since we've recorded this. Welcome back to a new episode of the Winning Podcast. I am your host, Luigi.
And I'm Caleb. I just happen to be here.
I guess.
Always here where there's a good time.
Man. But yeah, bro, this is going to be interesting because I actually wrote this a while back. Just kind of some talking points. But a lot's happened since then. I've been moving. Just a lot's happened. So I haven't really had time to record the podcast. But funny enough, when I was looking over this, I realized there's been kind of an update for pretty much everything on this. So first thing I want to do is, first of all, bro, cheers. I appreciate you coming on the podcast
always.
But I do want to continue this conversation we're having earlier that we stopped. Why do women leave eyelashes behind?
You know, I've been trying to think of a comparable analogy of something that men do or something that, you know, just non-feminines do that would be equivalent. But I don't know. I mean, maybe like leaving a necklace behind.
No way. I already know what's comparable. I already know.
What?
The only thing comparable to a man... the only thing comparable to a woman leaving her lashes behind is the guy who's hitting Raw. Because that's the guy who gets to come back all the time, and that's the guy who gets preferences over everybody else. Because if you're leaving clothing and item, whatever you want to call it, behind, like, there's some priority there, because I would have told somebody else no.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm a huge proponent of, I mean, I don't know, as a person who... who wears my own makeup sometimes, you know? Like, take your shit with you.
No, I'm big on that, too. It's like, I don't want this here. Like, especially something like that is, I can't even use this.
Yeah.
Like, this is literally, like, also, if I didn't know you, this is trash.
Also, I just want to know, are y'all reusing those? Do you come back and get them off of somebody's counter and still put them on your eyes? I feel like that's unsanitary.
But see, the real question is, how many people's houses are you leaving these at? That's what I'm saying.
Then at that rate, how many pairs of eyelashes do you have, and is it really worth it to come back?
That's true. We'll see.
You might as well just take them off and lob them in the garbage.
No way. I think they're expensive.
Then, case in point, you're still leaving them.
But that's what I'm saying. They might be coming back. I feel like that's always a... I don't know, actually. Maybe. I don't know. Me, personally, I'd probably end up throwing them away unless I had a real good reason not to. Because, like, what am I doing with this?
That's fair.
Again, I'm taking a look at this notes, dog, and this is just fucking hilarious. So on here I had prayers up for Lil Duval, because I'm pretty sure homeboy got in a car accident and it was like gravely injured. But this is funny to me because I don't know about that one, since I've been on Twitter and low key he's been making jokes lately, so I think it's okay. And obviously, you know, I'm glad he made it out of his incident. Yeah. But looking back at this, I'm like, man. Bro, sometimes I'm always like, I know they're going through a rough time. I hope they're okay. Hold on, we gotta pause this real quick.
Been bad.
Yeah, we had to take a quick intermission there. You know, scam calls. Bro, honestly, I've actually almost gotten scammed by that once. But we're not gonna get into that because it's actually real embarrassing.
We be feeling like old people when that shit happens.
Every now and then, they almost get me. But yeah, we're talking about Lil Duval. You all know who Lil Duval is? Is that what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to very many young rappers. If
Lil Duval's not a young rapper. It's actually real disgusting. That's who you think Lil Duval is.
All right.
What? Lil Duval, a young rapper?
Here we go.
This is crazy, Lil Duval. Is it the Lil that makes you... Man.
Oh, yeah. Rapper. Okay, I remember him. I remember him.
Chris, yeah, bro.
Chris Rock knockoff looking nigga.
Oh, man. Thinking Lil Duval's a young rapper is actually sick. Because that man... Okay.
Here's what I would like to say about, you know, when people are like, prayers up to the boy. Do you remember back in the day when they were like, free Neo? Or like, it wasn't Neo, it was Nelly. Mm-hmm. When they were like, free Nelly. And then you find out what it is that he was arrested for, and you're like, ah, okay, never mind, not free Nelly. So sometimes I'm like, you know, these rappers and shit, they be getting into car wrecks and all kinds of other crazy shit, and we're always like, prayers up for the guy. I don't know if I necessarily need to be sending my prayers to every single one of them. I mean,
a car crash, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just saying, yo, I hope homeboy makes it.
Yeah.
I hope he only loses one leg or one arm. Like, just some shit like that. Because you don't want somebody to be like, yo, so-and-so was in a car accident. And you go, oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
you
that's
know
fair.
What it is.
That's fair.
So that's crazy.
That's in the direction of victim.
Because I'm not going to lie.
I apologize.
I'm not going to lie. Did I click on the link? No. But the headline saying he had to get emergency airlifted to a hospital after a crash. And I go, damn. I know if I was in that position, I'd be like, this shit fucking sucks.
That's true.
So I was like, all right, I feel it. Prayers up. Next thing I have on this was Kodak and Brittany Renner.
Jesus, everything Kodak.
Bro, well, it's funny because I was watching this video and you got Kodak and Brittany Renner. They're flirting, talking about, oh, what you about to do and something. Oh, what do you want? It was just real cringy. It was real bad. It was terrible. But the reason I bring this up is because fast forward to when I'm recording this now and I'm realizing, bro, it doesn't matter what level of fame you get at. Men just stay the same. They will talk mad shit about the woman, and then the first opportunity they get, they will slide. Because come on, bro. Brittany Renner, I don't know much about Brittany Renner. I don't know if she's ever going to hear this, but all I know is everyone in the industry is like, yo, stay away from her. But for some reason, those same people who are like, yo, I'm going to stay away from her, they be trying to hang out. Because,
I mean, equally as much, though, people in the industry are like, Kodak Black, stay away from him. Because that man just be too thirsty on everybody.
Man,
I don't even know if it's particularly just Brittany Renner. It's just anybody who happens to be in his sights.
Man.
He's like, hey, I'm shooting that shot.
Here, I think what we need to do, honestly, I'm going to try to pull this up real quick.
That, like, him thirsting over her at
yeah,
Rolling Loud?
Kodak. And... Brittany, let's see, bro. Look at this shit. This shit is crazy. Oh yeah, man.
Shit ain't embarrassing.
I'm swagging, oh. Bitch. This shit. I'm swagging this shit.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Matching with it, and they look good on me.
Yeah, that nigga got an ankle monitor on.
No, that shit ain't about nothing.
And then we
he
go.
He said his shoes match his
like
ankle monitor.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to hold my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun stuff like that. Show me Florida.
Yeah, most of I show you. Yeah. I'll take you to the projects and shit.
I'll take you to the projects.
That's a reverend dude.
Yo, bro. That's what the lady's looking for nowadays. A nigga to take them to the projects.
No, I like to drink. I don't smoke.
What you drink?
Tequila.
My name is Yak, so you got to drink.
Cognac. No.
What?
I like to drink what I like to drink. And you can give me what I like to drink.
You gonna drink me, so you drinking yak?
You want me to drink you.
You gonna be drinking yak anyway.
You want me to drink you.
All right.
He said you gonna drink yak anyway. That's offensive.
But low-key, that's a bar. But man, we're not gonna endorse none of this. We're not gonna endorse none of that. But for you see what I mean, dog?
Like I said, though, I feel like that's just Kodak. Kodak just does that all the time.
But
like,
I don't know.
It could have been literally anybody else in that position. He would have spit the same game.
He would have. But it also made me realize something about this summer, though. Like, it seems like this summer, bro, like, the people who are, like, horny like this, they're the weirdos this summer.
That's true.
Because I feel like every other summer, it's like, oh, everybody's trying to be like this. But it seems like, bro, Know well, where you at. This, I know they're at Rolling Loud, but come on, know where you at.
This year's hot summer, you know, was more of a look, don't touch hot summer, you know? Like, everybody wanted to be observed being hot and doing cool shit, but nobody wanted to be touched. Nobody really wants to interact like that.
Yeah.
They want to be observed. Like, I know, I put on some hot looks this summer. But I didn't go out and do shit with him.
That's true.
I went to a couple clubs.
I was pulling off some nasty fits just to sit on the couch. I'm not gonna lie.
Just to get stoned with the boys.
Yeah, bro. The hair was looking mad nice, bro. But nah, I feel that. I mean, like I said, I remember watching that. I was just cringe. I was like, ugh. It's not like back in the day when you used to see a rapper trying to flirt with a personality, I guess, if you want to call it that. Because back then, you're like, oh, like they're trying to spit game. Because you know what it was back then. Yeah. But now, bro, it's like, come on, dog. You just did your 40 minutes. Go home.
Yeah.
Go home. Oh, like, put this shit to rest. Talking about Rolling Loud, Travis Scott was also at this Rolling Loud. But fast forward to this now, Travis Scott's everywhere. personally, never had any qualms about Travis Scott. Didn't really blame him for what happened. But I just want to say, bro, the soft release of Cactus Jack on the public is insane.
I still blame Live Nation. I want that to be on the record. I still blame Live Nation for that whole situation. But, you know, anyways, yeah, the comeback of Travis was to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Travis is too much money, bro. There's too many deals. There's too much behind Travis and how big of a star he is. Take the deals out of it. Travis is a big star. Like,
wasn't there also rumors that they were going to bring back the Cacti brand under a different beer company?
I don't know, but I still have my box.
Yeah.
But bro, I remember because I was seeing the news. He's at Rolling Loud. He's with Future. He's dropping, you know, features. My man just did a show in London.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know what I mean? So Cactus Jack is back. Personally, not that there's a timeline to anything, but I did think it took a little bit longer than I thought originally because of who he is. I thought they were gonna pull out the world's top 10 best lawyers on how to sweep everything under the rug and bring Travis Scott back out in a week. But I'd say it took a couple months.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a lot more, you know, it's respectful on the side of the artist to approach it that way. Sure, you could have went and got six of Donald Trump's lawyers solved the problem real quick.
I'm not going to lie, my man. You don't want Donald Trump's lawyers because that means dealing with a lot.
Man,
okay?
His lawyers
ain't working hard enough.
You could get you some good peoples, but the public didn't want to see that.
Nah.
The public didn't want to see him fight that to make it seem like he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They wanted him to take responsibility for that, and he did.
He did. I mean, the rollout is still sick, though, because, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a, hey, guys, like, I'm being seen here and there. My man is full on DJing, hosting parties, and da-da-da-da-da. I ain't mad at him. Grieve how you grieve. Do what you gotta do. But Cactus Jack is back. Travis Scott is back. And I'm hyped to see him because I think he's gonna be a headliner at one of the next upcoming Rolling Louds.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I gotta be there for that. Staying on topic with Rolling Loud, Kid Cudi getting booed off stage, bro. Niggas throwing bottles at Kid Cudi.
Man,
you know what I mean?
This kind of rolls into some things that we're gonna talk about later, but do you remember we went to see Kid Cudi at his most recent concert. And do you remember when we got drinks, they were like, you cannot take those water bottles onto the floor.
That was wild.
Yeah, we bought water bottles. And they were like, you cannot take water bottles or cups of water or anything onto the floor.
And niggas were beefy. But again, you look at, bro, I will be real, man. Yeah, we're going to talk about this later. But if Kid Cudi would have walked off stage because some niggas wanted to act ignorant,
I would have fought everybody in the audience.
Yeah, man.
I was too close to the stage to not fight everybody in the attendance.
You already know, because that would have been stupid. But, man, I get it. You know, you want to see Kanye. You want to see whatever the reason is, bro. But, honestly, a part of me feels like, is it because of Kanye that somebody threw a bottle? Because I feel like people are just disrespectful that way anyway.
No, the whole last, like, 2 years of time have been full of stories like this. Like, everybody is... I don't know. I remember seeing a tweet something like, performers are, like, scared. Mm-hmm. They're, like, scared to perform because people just have no class anymore. Like, nobody goes to a show because they want to see people do well. Like, they go to a show to hate.
Yeah.
And to do dumb shit, yeah, like throwing bottles at people.
Which doesn't make any sense. Shows are expensive.
Yeah, man.
Shows are expensive. And you're just being inconsiderate with everybody else. And if y'all did throw that bottle for Kanye, Kanye pulled up. Kanye canceled his performance and pulled up and did a feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on. He doesn't even care. And not to say Kanye is not a busy man, and I'm sure things came up that were unforeseen, but the guy who y'all trying to like vouch for, he didn't even pull up to do his own performance. And but he was close enough to come drop a quick 16 for somebody else.
And even if it was the case, you know, like, we're doing this for Kanye. Kanye West is not out here asking you to do stupid shit like this, mm-mm, okay? Like, Kanye West speaks his opinion on the internet and tells people how he feels, and people do that fucking internet incel thing where they're going to militarize this opinion.
I really hate to break it to y'all, but Kanye, I'm sure, does love his fans, but he's not telling y'all to go. Like you said, he's not telling y'all to go. You know, niggas are sitting at home behind the screen. He's talking to me. This music is to me. It's one-on-one. He wants me to do. No, bro, he's really not.
Y'all out here worshiping Kanye about the January 6th other artists because Kanye West seems to not fuck with them.
Like, yeah, bro.
Come on, man.
It's like, that's why I think Eminem was ahead of his time when he dropped Stan.
Mm. He really was.
Because Eminem, a lot of you niggas are acting like that.
Eminem has always been ahead of those trends. That's like, you know what? I never started doing this to be popular for y'all. Mm-hmm. I do this because I was trying to get out the dirt. And I'm out the dirt now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just talk my shit.
Yeah, and as you should. So I'm glad, you know, like I said, we're going to talk about this later on. Yeah, Cudi came through. That shit was rocking. But Rolling Loud sucked. After seeing Cudi, after seeing Cudi, I'm like, you guys don't know what y'all missed out on.
Yeah.
You know what honestly, I mean? Though. Just because some dingus wanted to act up.
One more bottle, man.
Well, you feel me? Next in the news, I told you, bro. I just kept writing shit down because I was catching news that didn't even make any sense. North Carolina Kenley Town manager, so they got a new manager, and apparently this person is so progressive that the entire police, like, department, they all quit, including the police chief, because this manager, again, is very progressive, and they think they cannot perform their duties under these new regulations, you know.
and you know, don't quote me on this, because this is a joke, but the new regulations are things like don't target black people and mm-hmm. don't beat people senselessly. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, we can't do our job with those kinds of rules.
Exactly. Which is crazy because this is a small town and their budget.
Dumb.
I know. Mad heavy.
Dumb.
For no reason. Especially when you take into consideration the crime rate is for every 115 person that lives there, it's one. For every 115, it's 1 to 115. So, first of all, y'all not even getting enough. If the one crime happening yearly is y'all beating on a black person, y'all don't need the funding for one. And two, bro, I've never heard of this town. This town is so small. It is so out of the way. And that, come on.
Bro, I know a badder bitch named Kenley.
Nah. Does she fuck with black people?
She do.
Oh, my God. He said that from experience.
Mm. But yeah, no, I'm just so tired of hearing about cops. Like I was just telling Luigi before we started recording, somebody that I know actually finally won a court case against the police, and their payout is
make
like
some noise for that.
Yeah,
come
clap,
on.
Clap, clap, clap.
Make
you know?
Some noise for that.
They won a court case against the Seattle Police Department, and their payout is about to be like $3 million.
That's fat.
And I think that's the only deserved attention for the police department of this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that they lose is the only thing that we need to be talking about. And if these motherfuckers feel like they can't do their job, then that's totally fine. Go find another job. We've got plenty of them out here for you in America, but you guys choose to do the one that involves fucking up other people's day.
Yeah, bro, and now I'm mad again. And let me tell you something. Any cop that's patrolling the town of, what, less than 2,000, less than 1,000 people, you really don't need to be making bank. I'm going to be real with you, because you ain't doing shit.
Hell no.
You ain't doing shit. And I trust me, I know a job where you get to just pull up and get paid fat for. You ain't doing shit. Let it go. But where there should be more law, or I guess not even more laws, but more police justice. Officers, policemen, should be around churches because our pastors aren't safe.
You're right.
We've been known the streets ain't safe. We've been known the streets are crazy, but apparently the churches aren't either. first of all, I got a big problem with this because I know a lot of people who give a lot of their money to churches. So when I found out this pastor got, Caleb, I'm going to be real with you. I don't know why this came up on my feed, but I do remember watching the live stream of him getting robbed.
Yes.
Live.
I saw
for
it too.
For some reason.
Bro, my dad sent me that
up.
Shit.
No, it popped up and I go, I'm going to hop on this. And I remember him getting robbed. I go, this must be another YouTuber who, because they stage a lot of shit nowadays.
They do.
A lot of things on YouTube are staged.
I'm getting
so
tired
go,
of it.
Bro, so I go, this has to be staged. And then. Makes the news, and you find out this pastor in this small town of starving people, because I looked up the town, they ain't making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That man got robbed under 30 seconds of $400,000 on live TV. Live TV. Instagram
live. Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram live.
Bro,
it might as well be the
real.
Same thing.
That's even worse.
That, it is even worse. And apparently my man rides around in a Rolls Royce. What? Whoa! Bro, I remember I watched it, and I heard he got around. I go, damn, that's not good. But I got to thinking, why is the pastor walking around with all that gold,
yes.
all that jewelry, all that fame, all the money, all the bitches? Because come on.
Bro,
if I got a Rolls Royce and all that gold and I ain't got no bitches,
you,
please.
You have spent time in a country where the people know who's got money. Everybody in the country knows who's got money in some parts of the world.
And it's always the church.
It's always the church.
But they pulled up.
And this man was really out here rolling around, flaunting it in a city that's in the dirt.
But you know what's crazy, bro? It gets worse. Or better, depending on which side you're on. Because to me, it got better.
I remember saying that.
Because he put out, I believe it was...
Put a bounty out on him.
He put a bounty out on him. It was either worth the amount that got stolen or more. And I go, wait, hold on. So not only did you have fun and can jewelry and a Rolls Royce from the church donations, there's enough money left for a bounty?
Bro, and honestly, if I was the niggas that did it, I would show up at your house and just be like, so where's it at? So, because I'll turn myself in. Just to give it.
Bro, you're
like,
tripping.
Come on.
I remember seeing that. I was like, hold on. Yeah, okay. It makes sense. When I go, wait, hold on.
Nigga, this is not GTA.
Yeah, we want to get him caught. But, bro, where is this money coming from?
Yes.
I'm in the wrong business. I can.
Hey.
Let's stop right there.
So we're about to be starting the winning church.
Oh, man. But that's
every
crazy.
Week, minimum donation,
that's
$50.
Crazy. This man hopped on Instagram Live again and goes, shame on y'all. How could you? Bro, the people are hungry. The people are hungry, and you're out here in gold talking about... Anyway, that was crazy to me. I couldn't take that off the list, bro. We had to talk about it because it was one of those moments that felt like it was straight out of the Boondocks, if I'm being real with you.
Last thing I'll say on that topic. Do you remember when we were in college and the foreign exchange students would be popping up with these dumb, expensive cars? Like... Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers had Tesla X right after release. These had fucking Tesla Roadster covered in a Supreme sticker. Mm-hmm. Like, all that stuff. That looks stupid in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
In a town where the base population is like 7,000 people, it looks dumb. So, yeah, you're about to get caught up real quick.
Yeah, they did always get robbed.
Yeah.
They always got robbed.
Always
they never had money because, bro, you pulled up in a town of 500 where everybody knows everybody. You the only one I heard with the Supreme. Bro, actually, that's funny you say that because when I had my car, I remember one time I almost, this was an accident because somebody was giving me attitude. And I was like, bro, keep acting up. I'll run you over. And he goes, do it, nigga. there's not that many cars that look like this around here. And no. I, hey, yeah, bro. After he Damn. Said that, I go, you know, That's you hard. Have a good day.
Yeah.
You have a good you have a good day, because I do be around these parts. I'm not having that.
Goddamn.
Yeah, bro.
When your bluff is called.
I know. I had a, it was a moment right there. I go, you know, I could, but I won't.
That was back in the days where one of the doors was a different color. They would have known.
You feel me? All right. Enough jokes. For this next one, I want to talk about this. Have you seen the trailer?
I saw the first teaser. I haven't seen the second or third.
I think there's only one. I don't know. There could be more than one, but I've only seen the first one, the initial one. But they announced a new Black Panther. Wow.
With basically none of the old cast.
No, that's not true. Only one person's missing. Well, yeah. Two people.
Two people, you know. But I just thought that it was hilarious. I love watching how Disney handles all of these things.
Yeah.
Because every time something happens, they're like, oh no, guys, like we couldn't retain this actor, and you always want to know why it is. I want to know why it is.
Yeah.
Because they started shooting that movie with a completely different direction.
And they had to.
They had to
change. Well, I mean, I'm sure there are other reasons.
That's what I'm saying. They started shooting it with the intention of using Chadwick Boseman, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were going to do his sister as the protagonist. Mm-hmm. But then somebody in production offended her and she quit.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying at all. You're she lying. Was supposed to, like, his sister See,
bro?
Was supposed like to I be said, the protagonist.
Like I said, I kept this on here because I was like, yo, all of this has evolved into some newer shit now. Yep. And that's what's happened since that trailer dropped.
His sister
that's
was crazy. Supposed to be the protagonist, and now they're going to try to do, like, a tertiary storyline from the Black Panther universe that sees, like, I think it was, like, the dude that was previously the gorilla guy. Like, now that he's a good guy, there's a story arc in the comics where he becomes the Black Panther.
Well, so are I'm you not sure if they're going to do that.
No, not Killmonger. Killmonger
does become Black Panther in one of the storylines.
That's true too.
So they could go that route. I don't know.
I don't think I don't they're going to bring Michael B. Jordan back for this.
I think they will.
Not yet.
I mean, maybe not so soon for that, but he is a good candidate because he's canon for that.
What they're doing in this movie, which worked really well for whatchamacallit, the Hawk and the Winter Soldier.
Actually, let's hold up.
Go ahead.
I'm realizing, low-key, we're spoiling a lot of shit right now.
That's true.
We're spoiling a lot of shit that Disney might... Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously none of this is actually happening yet, but we're spoiling a lot of shit. So all I'm going to say is they picked the right soundtrack.
That's true.
They picked the right scenes. They picked the right camera angles and everything. Go see that shit when it drops. And if you don't, you're racist. I'm being honest. If you don't, go see this movie because it looked epic.
Yeah.
It looked epic. It looked... And I'm glad it's being directed by... You know what? I'm going to put the iPad down for a second. I love when black movies are directed by black people.
Yeah.
There's always that extra touch because only black people realize how amazing black people are. So that's where you get the drums. You get the waterfall, the sunshine. It's not gloomy. White Caucasian movies are always gloomy. You know what I'm saying? Grandiose Caucasian movies always start out with a fog. Grandiose black movies is always rays of colors because niggas like that.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
We got enough Quentin Tarantino's directing black movies.
Exactly.
Like, I got a lot of love and respect for Quentin Tarantino, you know, but I also got a lot of disrespect and hatred for Quentin Tarantino.
Exactly. So it was real good to see that. Again, the soundtrack, I know the song in my head, but I can't think of it, but they picked the perfect song. And, man, all the influencers, all the personalities are making viral videos off of it. And I get it because that shit slapped. All right. Moving on, bro. Listen, I know we both looked at it at the same time.
Yeah.
So, rapper shot and killed after posting location for ops to pull up.
And this is a tie back to the pastor getting robbed on live. I'm gonna be the first person. I'm probably not the first person to say
oh
this.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
Stop fucking doing lives when you got hella shit on you that can be stolen. Okay.
Like, he did get killed on live too. That's
yes, thing. Bro.
He did. And
this is not a new story.
We're not here to laugh. I'm sorry if it's coming off that way. But my guy. That's like calling your parents telling them, yo, you're not about to beat my ass when I get home and then going home.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Bro. Oh, here you are. Cause come on. Don't get on live being like, yo, here's my address. I know I got people out here to hurt me. Pull up. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. We saw how that went down. He didn't even do it on purpose. That was an accident. I saw that and I go, this is probably one of the ones we're meant to lose. Because every now and then, a lot of times, I'm like, it wasn't supposed to happen this way. I didn't even know these rappers. And I go, it wasn't supposed to happen this way. But this one, I go, you know, I think, I don't think there's foul play here. I'm not a detective, but I don't think there's any foul play here.
Bro, all I'm going to say is there will always be a group of dudes rolling around with an objective in mind, you know? And if you happen to be the objective, they will be mobilized. Mm-hmm. Every single time, they're already in the streets.
I'm going to tell you this, and this isn't necessarily about violence or anything else, but niggas like nothing more than something easy.
Oh my God.
You feel me? It doesn't matter what the situation. Like I tell people all the time, niggas will pull up for a free ass whooping.
Yes.
Because it's easy.
Because it's easy.
I just had to pull up. Easy. Bro, I already don't like you. And I've already been having to hide it out for you. And now you're talking about come find me. I'm on my way. I'll be on my way. Ask Giveon, bro. He knows. He knows.
I'm just always so thrown off by motherfuckers being like, the ops, they're out here to find me and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then still do things like get on Instagram Live.
Them your address. Like, bro, you're not that big. I actually saw him. He wasn't that big.
My family don't even got social media like that. But when I'm not trying to be perceived, I don't be posting shit on social media. They don't even follow me. Bro, and I still don't want nobody to find me.
I got a homie who only posts his shit after it's over.
Yep.
This nigga be home for a week and then be like, I'm in Mexico. Yep. Everybody be like, oh, you out of town? He goes, I'm at home, but I'm in Mexico. Yep. And that's the vibe we're on because you can't let them know how you move. Never. I will say I'm not on TikTok, but one of my favorite trends on TikTok is when they play Kodak's Pippin and Easy and they're like, don't ever let them see how you move.
Never.
So you know what I mean? Like, if y'all don't know that trend, go watch it. I'm not even going to describe it.
When they be like, you open the door and don't go out the door, you fucking barrel roll through it or some shit. Yeah. Never let them guess.
Think they're a better roll through it, but then it's her tying their shoe. Yes. Exactly. Don't let them know how you move. Don't drop your location, especially if you know you got ops and you're out with a bad bitch. Bro, that's the last thing you want, because now you get beat up in front of her. That's a bad first date.
Well, also, a key movement. Don't ever, if you already got motherfuckers out on the street looking for you, don't ever share your location with a hoe.
No.
Because that's probably a setup too.
You never know. I ain't even gonna lie. You never know.
I've seen it happen.
Let me tell you guys something. These women do not like y'all the way y'all think they might. Because the minute you do homegirl wrong, she will pull up and let it loose. And now we know where you're at.
We have seen people get robbed for less than that. Mm-hmm. They didn't even do nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
They just got robbed because they happen to be hot and niggas are stupid.
Exactly. But anyway, so the next part, I just kind of, you know, address the elephant in the room. I hate saying that word. I feel like it always has a bad connotation to it.
Hey, an elephant in a room is an impressive thing. I'm going to be real.
I've always thought that.
We go to circuses specifically to see elephants inside rooms, okay?
Bro, you know what else I've been seeing? I cannot remember what they are. Hippos.
Hippos, yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing pictures of hippos in the timeline. I don't know what's up with the algorithm. I'm going to be real with y'all. I've been blocking out any relationship type of shit from my algorithm. So, Twitter's response for that was hippos. they go, nigga, did you know a hippo in 13 days is 180 pounds? And I go, wow. I go, wow, that's real interesting. So it's been a whole lot of that. Forgot where I was going with that. But anyway, elephant in the room. You can't just fit an elephant in the room, bro. That's a big old thing. Especially Seattle high rises. But again, I've moved. Same job, but new community, new roommate, new everything. I just want to say, bro, the podcast is going in a new direction. You feel me? I feel like I got to have this conversation with the homie on the air, and then y'all can just podcast this still. You feel me? So it's the end of an era, if I'm being honest with you guys. This is more of a liquor tier, because I'm...
Oh, my God. Luigi has moved out of the Capitol Hill mainstay. You know?
Feel me?
He's now in the what suburbs. You would call suburban Seattle.
Call me suburb Luigi with the milfs and the moms and everything else in between. Oh my God!
He's in a community where the standard age that you see on Tinder is 34.
Bro, not gonna lie, this 42-year-old hit me up the other day. I contemplated, but I go, you know what? The differences are going to be a little too much. But anyway, so the podcast is going a different direction. Abisa is no longer with the podcast. And that doesn't mean there's bad blood. That doesn't mean there's anything. It's just no longer with the podcast. Niggas move differently. Niggas do their own things. But honestly, bro, I'm really excited for this. I moved from the high rises and the tall buildings to looking at the water, looking at the ships, looking at the bliss, the peacefulness, and I'm ready for the podcast to be something different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be out here production. I'm ready to be out here freaking tablet in hand, talking to y'all on camera. The podcast is about to do some shit. Things are in limbo right now only because, like Caleb said, I just moved. There's a lot of things I'm still trying to get in place. I'm trying to learn the community. I'm trying to learn just new things, right? So the next couple episodes might not be as, you know, back to back, but they're coming for sure. I actually already have the next one written out and scripted out. I realized how long we've been talking, so we're probably going to cut this one a little bit shorter just so we can record a whole other one, because I want to talk about the Kid Cudi, all the other concerts we've been to separately. I don't think it's fair to bring them all on this podcast. Or that might be for the first Patreon episode. I don't know. But the moral of the story is the winning podcast is going on strong. You know, the homies are moving on, doing something different. But that doesn't mean the train's got to stop. I love podcasting. I love doing all this. And it's time to regroup and do something different. I want to bring on homies like Caleb so we can freaking chat it up. Call the friends across the country. Have my roommate who's an artist come on the podcast and just chat it up.
That
you feel me?
We should try to record an episode while we're at Paulina's thing. Even bro. If it's a loose, like, 20-30 minute
no,
thing.
I'm down. I was thinking about that this morning. And I'm about to go to New York. Can't let y'all know how
next
I move.
Next episode.
Yeah. I'll be somewhere else. That's actually kind of fine. I'll be somewhere else. I'll fuck with that. Anyway. But yeah. Honestly, bro. It's just. It feels good. It is a little bit hot during the summer, I'm not gonna lie, but the energy's here. We moved, we got a new spot, niggas are moving differently. It feels like a new city all over again. So I'm ready for the stories, the encounters, just the winning podcast overall to reframe itself and be bigger and better than ever.
And I'm excited to see this as well. I'm like a, what do you call, like an orbital member of this group.
Man.
But I like popping in and out here and there just so that I can, you know, throw a couple asteroids at this developing planet.
I think what got to happen is it just got to, because I just want to have conversations with people. So I guess it's going to become one of those, it's like the winning podcast hosted by Luigi and friends, because it might be someone different every time. But this feels like a good return to form. I know a lot of people are very excited to help me with this. A lot of people are wanting to have a hand in this. A lot of people are wanting to be involved. Don't worry, you will get your chance. Like I said, a lot of things are moving right now. I got to plan it out. It's a vibe. That's really all I can say. It's a vibe. So stay tuned for the next episode. Stay tuned for the visual effects, the sound effects, the cameras, whatever you want to call it, because it's the winning podcast.
And we're here to evolve. And don't hate us for this shit.
I know what you're trying to do there. But that was not word for word. So but anyway.
New ad-libs.
Nah,
we out here.
We are with the ad-libs. This has been another great episode of The Winning Podcast. Another 40 minutes of gems. 40 minutes of love, laugh, live.
Live, laugh, love, whatever the white women got in their walls in the bathrooms. Peace. It's been your host, Luigi.
And Caleb. Have a great night.
Ah, we out.